Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
This episode is brought to you by BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Hubba hubba. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code SKIM. Just pay $5 shipping.
I want to do this.
Do you want to do it, really?
I do.
Kim wants to do it. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Skim, the Scott and Kim Show, with me, Scott Johnson.
And me, Kim Johnson.
Oh, look what you did. You just had a perfect little lead-in, and I screwed it up.
You messed it up. It's okay.
Jeez.
We got plenty of time to work on this.
Kind of idiot am I. We were just talking about how this is the eighth episode, and that means two full months, mm-hmm. 8 weeks of the show.
That's weird.
Think of that.
That's weird that it was that long ago we went to BlizzCon.
Yeah, because that's where we finally
cooked this up.
Yeah, we solidified it. Let's say it that way. Because when we left, I've always thought it'd be fun to do more project stuff with Kim. And then never could figure out a hole to jam it in.
Well, the perfect storm.
Oh, you don't like my terminology there? You don't like my wording? Is that what you're saying?
I heard it as I was speaking.
In
my head, I went, oh my gosh.
Now, if you'd asked me to do this show like 2.5 hours ago, I would have said no, because...
You were tired.
I have not been this tired or exhausted in a long time. I don't know what's going on with me.
It's probably the end of year stuff. I think this happens to everyone. You get a little bit tired of so much going on every single day, and all of a sudden it stops, and you're like, oh, okay, now I just need a nap.
Yeah. And not only that, I feel like I'm just not caught up with anything. The holidays we're in the middle of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So things are just a little funky and weird, and I don't know, just feeling a little off. So I took a nap to try to help it. And then when I woke up, I was like, I don't want to get up. I want to keep taking a nap. I want to stay in permanent nap mode if that's okay with everybody. But then I was reminded that I had other stuff to do. So I drank a Dr. Pepper.
And that's just enough caffeine for Scott.
That's right.
Thank you,
Dr. Pepper. You're not sponsoring us, but if you want to, let us know. But that was enough to get me going.
The doctor is in.
And it kind of, I had this little headache brewing. It kind of helped that a little bit. You know, sometimes caffeine will do that. It's not really on my what do you call it?
Your list of diet foods.
Yeah. Do you want to hear how I'm doing here today? Let's see.
It's not really a diet. You're just trying to get healthy.
I'm doing calorie counting again.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
And on here, you got my daily intake maximum is supposed to be 2,066 calories is my budget.
That's pretty good.
I am at 1,590 so far. I only have 476 left for whatever we do for dinner. Salad. Better be a salad.
It's egg salad sandwiches.
Oh, that ain't going to work, probably.
Toast.
That'll probably kill me. But what's cool about it is, there's nothing cool. I'm just tracking it again.
You just need to have yours with crackers and then the cucumbers on the side.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to say.
What were we going to say?
Pizza in the fridge that you guys got at Marco's.
Not helping you at all.
Four of those is like 1,250 of these calories.
Four? Well, I can only eat like
slices.
One.
It's not a whole pizza, not four pizzas.
No, but like I eat one and I'm good.
That's enough for that's enough for you?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a bread fan. You know that.
I need to be more like you.
In so many ways. Yeah. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
I would. This isn't not incorrect. I mean, it isn't. You are correct. Is what I'm saying.
This isn't not correct.
This isn't not correct. all right. So we're back at it. A busy week. Just did Christmas. Did our little trip out of town. Last time we spoke, we were about to leave. And posted it while we were gone. And that was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We saw movies.
Yeah. Saw that Bumblebee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A good movie.
Really good food. I took him to Taco Taco.
Like I said I would. Yeah, it was fantastic. Oh my gosh.
Didn't know what he was missing out on till now.
It was really good. They do these, so it's like a real hole in the wall, like not a big store.
Oh,
it's like
there's 11 chairs. I counted them. And just so I'd know.
All crammed in like sardines, like real small. But on the walls, there's all this like luchador art and
a huge spray painted luchador on the wall.
Yeah.
On one wall.
Doing
and
like
the other
a
one.
Kick or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dive kick thing. And then they have other stuff besides tacos. They have these street tacos, which are what we got and were to die for. But then they had quesadilla burrito, you know, like the stuff you'd expect. Yeah. And I'll bet that stuff's good too.
But those tacos. Oh, the steak tacos. So good. Oh, so good. And then they have their pickled onions. That's your favorite thing. That's my only way I like onions.
Yeah, you don't need onions if they're white or grilled or any of that.
I like a little bit of sautéed, a little grilled. I'm okay with it. But
you're okay with that?
But those pickled ones are insanely good.
Yeah, they are. They're real good. So if you're in the Salt Lake area ever, you're downtown, you go find this place. It's just a little out of the way. It's over by the library, the big county library down there.
It's behind the library on 5th South near Les Madeleines.
The library's a little bit transient right now. They got some...
it's cold.
It's public land. It's cold. And there's a lot of homeless people camped out there because when it's public, you can't kick them off. So there's a little bit of that going on. Not that you should kick them off. I'd rather they be warm and whatever. Anyway, that's a thing. But don't worry. You don't see that and go, oh, we can't go to this place. It's near this. There are these homeless people are. No. Open your minds and walk down to the little taco place. Go in there. The service is great. They got great music playing. In fact, it was like 80s New Wave day.
80s New Wave. Absolutely. It was so good. Yeah. It was great.
It was really good. So we did that. Went to.
Where else are you going to get street tacos for $3 a piece?
I don't know. Is that a good deal? I don't know what's a good deal.
You can eat lunch for $6. Yeah, that's a good deal. And it's really, really good.
I never know. Like $3 for a taco. You could buy 3 songs on Amazon Music for $3.
That might fill your soul, but it will not fill your belly.
No. And we needed belly filling. Too sweet. We had a good time. We stayed at a hotel we like. We got to walk around, see the lights, do all the downtown stuff you do. We ate at a bunch of places, had a couple of weird run-ins. Won't get into those. Already talked about on TMS. And took a little public transportation. It's always nice down there to be able to just zip around on the freebie track system, which is cool. And went to your favorite breakfast place in the whole world.
Eva's Bakery.
Eva's Bakery. And that was
my niece works
good.
There, so she was. We got to see her, which was fun.
Well, I didn't know we were going to even see her. She just was there suddenly. Yeah,
she's the
great.
Barista there.
People wanted to know if I was naked 85% of the time like I'd planned. Nope. Sadly not. We didn't spend a whole lot of time in the hotel. It was mostly out running
around.
We were
out about a lot.
Yeah,
finished
doing Christmas stuff.
Shopping. Mm-hmm. Scott got some new shoes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not wearing them right now, but I got these new Clarks. You guys like Clarks? I do.
You like your Clarks.
We got a screaming deal. They were doing this like buy one, get another one for nothing deal. Or no, basically it was 2 pairs for like $100.
Yeah.
And they're like nice leather, you know, good soles, like good shoes. Stuff that's going to last me a long time.
You have a good soul, Scott.
I do have a good soul.
An old soul.
Great. Getting older by the minute. Anyway, so there you go. Oh, yeah. Someone in the chat says, street tacos all night riding in white porcelain bus. Not at all, Stephanie Ray. You got to get the right street tacos. I'm not saying down in the middle of Mexico City, get yourself some street tacos. And even there's probably safe places to do it. But, you know, it's a reputable place with they get inspected by the health department. It's fine.
Yeah, it was good. It's a good place.
Full of caffeine right now.
You really are. And that's okay. I like it. You can help me take Christmas down.
Oh, ugh, that sounds so depressing.
It's not. Everything's clean afterwards. We get to vacuum the room everywhere the tree was.
Yeah, but why would you do it right before for New Year's? Why don't you wait until the New Year's day is over?
Because I like on the first day of the year, everything in my house is clean. I love that. I know. It makes you tired, but you've got your caffeine now. You're fine.
Who's popping soda pop in the back? Know. Is that Nick? Hey, Nick.
Get his little Coke over there.
Anyway. So, we got stuff today. Go over here. We, for some reason, have gotten a ton of emails, and I feel like that's now just a thing we have to do is read some of them on
that's
the show.
That's great.
I thought it would happen for a couple episodes. We'd catch up, and then that'd be it. Nope. Steady stream. Every week, you guys are sending stuff in. Some are too long, so I can't read them. Some are nice and short, and those are the ones we like. Like this one.
Sometimes we like to read a long one, and we just can't read it on the air.
Yeah.
You made it sound like, well, those are the ones we like.
No, I just mean, you know, if they're too long, it's like a voicemail that's too long. Somebody sent a 3.5 minute voicemail. Oh, it's too long. It's too long. Like, get your voicemails in like 30 seconds, something like that. 801-471-0462 is the number. Okay. Happy to read your voicemail or play your voicemails on the show.
Read your voicemails and listen to your emails.
They just can't be long. That's all. All right. Kay. All right. Here you go. This is from Jamie, who says, hello, Scott and Kim. So my wife and I have been married for almost 7 years now, and this past Christmas, we decided to just do stockings and no gift. This is in reference to our little argument. That being said, we get sub-$50 stuff that we can fit into a stocking along with treats and stuff. The biggest stuff we didn't bother with, as both of us just get stuff we need throughout the year anyway.
Sounds right.
As for a thoughtful gift giving, my wife literally sends me a notepad file with a list of what she precisely wants, including links of where to get them. I usually have info by Black Friday weekend, and I can hit them all in one session and get everything on sale a month out.
I like that they've timed it, too. I usually get the list by Black Friday. That is planning.
But is that too mechanical? Like, it doesn't feel like a fun time, does it?
At least you're getting what you really want. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Should we do this?
I don't know. I don't know if I can stick to it.
You don't like to. You like to go out and find a thing I never heard of.
By the way, did you tell them what I surprised you with that I knew you would absolutely love?
No,
because
you and I are just sitting here. Oh, you mean I did mention on TMS, but I didn't go into depth. But Kim got me a weighted blanket.
And he loves it.
I love it. It's, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's this 25-pound.
22 pounds.
22 pounds. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I forget, it's an odd number.
It's a glass bead filled and polyester filled blanket, so it's really heavy when you lay it on top of you.
And someone in the chat room this morning had a really good comparison. They said it's like being submerged in water and having that pressure, the water pressure on you, is like this comforting, cozy sort of
just
state.
Heaviness,
and that's how it feels. I love it, man. I'll sit and read with it or hang around with the dog, or if you're watching movies or whatever, it's perfect. I even slept with it on me last night. It was like having my own little personal big thing. It was great. It was great.
Put it on top of the quilt.
Yeah.
It was very comfortable.
You weren't supposed to do it, but I wasn't mad you did. So I was glad you did it.
I can live with that.
Yeah. And you bought it back in August and
did.
She got a good deal.
It was kind of, you've mentioned it quite a few times since I bought it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, I really want one of those. Oh man. And I'm like, oh, that's all right.
And you got like a third off the price or more.
I got a really good deal.
Yeah, it was some screaming deal.
They were having some sale. I'm not sure why the 22-pound one was on sale, but it was.
Yeah. Now, I wouldn't put this on babies or little pets or anything. They're not going to know what to do with it.
And they do make lighter ones. They make 5 to 10 pound, you know.
Psh.
I know, but I knew you would like it. Really big one. It's 22 pounds, yep.
They make them any heavier than that, do you think?
They do make a 25.
Oh, that's all, just an extra 3 pounds.
I think that makes a difference for some people, depending on who they are.
I want like a 75, 80 pounder.
That's like a 10-year-old standing on your chest. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It'd be a little bit heavy. You wake up and like, okay, I can't breathe.
They probably don't even exist.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
All right, here's one from, thank you, Jamie, by the way. Brad from St. Louis. You're familiar with St. Louis, right? That's a place.
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
It's in Missouri, you know? Says, hey, Scott and Kim. Oops, I skipped past it. Sorry. There
hey,
it is.
Scott and Kim.
It's been a blast listening to you guys, and I laugh very hard throughout your shows. I even introduced my wife to it, and we enjoy listening to the pilot episode together.
That's
Scott.
That's great.
Yeah, it's very nice, right? It's very good. We like that. Listen to our dumb stuff together.
They're listening to it together.
Yeah. That's what couples do. Scott, I wanted to say from episode 7 that I totally understand your hesitancy at admiring a picture of your wife when she was only 16 years old. Well, in this case, it was video, but sure. Funny story. I was at my mother-in-law's and kept walking past a picture of my wife when she was about 14 or 15. And they were all at the beach. She had on a bikini, and I never felt comfortable looking right at it. I finally told my wife, and she thought it was funny and was uncertain as to why I was uncomfortable. It still seems wrong in my mind for some reason. Don't know.
Checking out a 14-year-old? Yeah.
But I loved hearing your story.
That's funny.
Yeah. It goes on to say, anyway, great show. And it would be a lot of fun to hear from your kids on an episode once in a while. Hey, Nick, you want to say anything?
What?
Give us a just give us a random cool thought. What do you got going in your head?
Come here. Come here.
Just come over, get on mom's mic. Say some words.
I don't have much to say.
Bring your big curly afro over here. Come over by your mother.
Nick's got some fantastic hair right now.
Yeah.
Come here.
Kneel down a little bit. There he is. There's the boy.
There he is.
All right. What do you want to say? You got anything to say?
No.
Nothing at all?
I have the best mom ever.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's the sweetest thing you could have said. All right. Good points. You've made good points. Good job, buddy.
You've made good points.
Kim, do you remember when he sounded like this? I'm going to play a thing he won't hear. Actually, I can turn this up and he can hear it a little. Okay, check this out. This is Nick when he was 4. Or maybe he was 8. I think I redid it when he was 8. But here, hold on. Jerry, check it out.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
Isn't that weird to hear that?
Oh, that's really weird.
Yeah.
His voice has changed a lot.
That's super funky to hear that.
Yeah, he was little.
Yeah, a little tiny guy. He gets the curly hair from me, chat room. That's where that hair came from. When I was his age.
And me.
But when I was his age, I had all that hair. Everything he's got right now, ton of it. It was great.
You wore it in a mullet, though.
I know. I had it backwards.
Mine was really curly also.
Yeah.
All growing up.
Yeah, yours was curly and short in those pictures of you looking all cute when you were 16.
I look like Nick.
There's no other 16-year-old I'd look at and go, ooh, hubba hubba. It was just
no,
you.
No, it's because it was me. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's still weird, though. All right. He says, I would love to hear any great breakfast recipes. You want to tell him what you made on Christmas Day? What was that?
I made a breakfast casserole.
Yeah.
Which was hash browns, chopped hash browns, eggs, a little bit of milk in there.
Yeah.
Some.
Two-tone
ales. Put in there. Gross.
If you get them, you have good luck all year.
So milk and eggs, and then it kind of fluffed up, and it was really good. And then you could put lots of hot sauce, and what else do we have with it?
I don't remember now.
Oh, I made grits.
Oh, grits, yeah.
Grits.
Our guests did not like the grits.
Cheesy grits.
Yeah. My Korean sister and her son did not like the grits.
He didn't know what they were. Tasted them and went, and that was it.
He's never had them before. He doesn't understand.
Lots of salsa and hot sauce to put on your breakfast casserole is good. And bacon.
Yeah.
Lots of bacon.
Carter at a party got a big selection of super hot sauce stuff.
That was a white elephant she got from work.
Yeah.
And it was, like that's 12 or 15 bottles of hot sauce.
Yeah. That's a white elephant you don't turn down. You get that and you bring that freaking home.
They had fun testing all the different ones. Some were really garlicky. Some were really hot. It was just perfect.
Yeah. By the way, the chat room says, you had curly hair, ?
Me?
No, me.
You, yes.
Yeah, I did. And it was mostly in a mullet form, and it had...
We're going to have to find those pictures.
I had little ringlets in the back.
Yeah.
Like, it did it all on its own. It was fantastic.
He had ringlet mullet, so whenever you got it wet, it was just like long strings halfway down his back.
Yeah.
Great.
You'd call it a minglet.
Well, I mean, wasn't there, but I've seen pictures.
Yeah, she's seen proof.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah, photo proof. Anyway, it says Merry Christmas.
You look crazy when you do that, by the way.
What?
When
I do what?
Do the ringlet when you went like this.
Oh, that means I'm being crazy? Here, let's do that again. Oh, yeah, it is like I'm being crazy.
Yeah. You're like, ringlets.
Or if I was saying, this is how you stir up the food. See? This is how a toilet goes. It's like an educational television.
Just
here.
Like that.
It wasn't like Bob Ross. Not like that.
No.
No. Not like Afro style, but like big,
like,
thick.
80s, you know, style.
Well, like Nick's, but just in a poor configuration. The thing they just saw on video. But with not as cool.
Mullets were kind of coming back for a little while, and then they're gone again.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Definitely not Scott Ross.
Yeah.
Also, I did not go, okay, pretty little flakes of flour.
So, speaking of breakfast, though.
Yeah.
The next morning, the 26th, I realized I was out of eggs because I used all the eggs to make the casserole.
Yeah.
So I found an eggless banana pancake recipe.
Tell me more.
So good.
Did I have that? No.
No.
You made it without me.
I made it for Dylan. It was his birthday and you were already recording when I made him.
Man.
Sorry.
That sucked.
I'll make you some tomorrow.
I was doing a podcast. You were going to do it today. Remember that?
What happened to that? Oh, I had to take Carter to the dentist.
That's fine.
Well, that's why.
It's a few things going on.
It's just a few things going on.
So when
I will make them for you, but they were eggless.
Yeah.
Banana pancakes. I just found it on Pinterest. My favorite place.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Internet for ladies.
Internet for ladies.
So hold on a minute. I don't understand. How do you make them be a firm, workable pancake if there's no eggs in it?
It just had milk and
eggs, bananas.
And I mean bananas and flour and baking powder.
Really?
Yeah. Vanilla. A little bit of sugar.
I believe you.
They were really good. And they fluffed up just nicely.
I would eat them. I would have eaten them. It's fine.
I'm sorry. I'll make you some more.
It's okay.
They were really good, though, and that was another breakfast thing.
Wasn't my birthday. It's totally fine.
That's fine.
We got one here from Brian from Denver. This isn't our Brian. Different Brian.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Scott and Kim. I'm loving the show, and although it's not geek food, I'll take whatever I can get.
There's a little bit of geek food splashed in here.
Yeah. I think that's a subtle poke at me is what that is.
That's a subtle poke probably at me because I haven't done it.
No, you're fine. He likes you. That's the part he likes.
Oh,
it's me poking
great.
My head in here and going, hey, it's me now.
So it's the Kim and Scott show.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. You get top billing from now on, according to Brian from Denver.
Ah, nice.
He says, I'm loving the show. About the potato donuts, they are used to be a chain called Spud Nuts. Which I think is now just a few independent shops, not nearly as big as it used to be. I've been to one in Los Angeles, and they're good. Nothing weird about the potato flour. Thanks again for another great show in the Frog Pants universe, Brian from Denver. Got a few emails about this place. I didn't know it ever existed, but apparently it was the closest you get to like competition to the potato-based donuts of Krispy Kreme.
Competition to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that was a thing you could do.
I like it.
Yeah. And as a follow-up, Cindy Parkhouse wrote back with the recipe for her Spud Nut Donuts.
Oh, I'm very excited.
And I'm going to read it out loud right now. Because why not? I'll do it.
Why not?
Maybe we'll put it up somewhere too, but we're going to actually make these at some point. Right? You'll do these?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
But here's what you got. Ingredients. 1/2 cup shortening. 1 cup warm water. Ew. 5 eggs. I don't know why that sounds gross. It's just warm water. It's no big deal. 5 eggs, 2 yeast cakes. That's 4 1/2 tablespoons, by the way. What's a yeast cake? Do you know what that is?
Not really. I usually use powdered. Like, maybe that's just the packet it comes in. They come in individual little packets.
The little blue thing in the urinal at the movie theater? Is that what that is?
I don't know. I've never used a yeast cake before.
You'll never use one of those yeast cakes.
Powdered yeast.
Powdered yeast.
Like,
okay.
It's like sprinkles.
Well, it says here 4 1/2 tablespoons. So you
same thing.
Or teaspoons, rather.
Then it's the same thing.
1 teaspoon salt, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup milk, 1 cup mashed potatoes.
See? Mashed potatoes right
weird.
In there.
That's so weird to me.
We have to make them. That sounds amazing.
Let's see. 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg and 12 to 13 cups of flour.
Nutmeg sounds awesome in there.
12 to 13 cups of flour?
That's going to make a lot of donuts.
We'll see. How's it? She didn't say. Oh, it makes 12 dozen.
12 dozen
yeah.
donuts?
Yeah.
Okay, 144 donuts is a lot of them.
Look at the math on Kim today.
So I don't know if we'll make that. We might make half that recipe.
Hold on. What's going on in the Mississippi school system? You just whipped that number right out.
On.
I'm not kidding. That
12
was really...
times 12. It's not that hard.
For some of us.
For some of us.
I'm a terrible math person. I don't remember any of all the memorized ones you did in school. I don't remember any of them.
He's the worst math lead ever.
12 plus 12 is 24. Easy.
12 times 12 is 144.
24 plus 24 is 48.
Mm-hmm. That's 12 times 4.
That's it. We're good.
That's all you need to know.
But for you to go 12 dozen and then immediately know how many donuts that is impressive to me.
Thank you.
I don't know
I
why.
I appreciate that. I did work hard on my multiplication in like the 5th grade.
You were a good student.
The 3rd grade or 5th grade?
Oh, you guys should see this. So one of these days we should demo it on the video or something. Kim has like 5 different handwriting styles.
I do, depending on my mood.
And they're
and I
all
don't even know what I'm going to get.
100% unique. I would like an actual like handwriting specialist dude, you know, the ones that go to like crime cases to figure out if it was a guy. I want somebody to see it and analyze
something
it.
On me.
No, they won't be able to, but I want them to be able to say, I want them to look at all five examples and say whether or not they think it's the same person or not. Like try to fool them.
Oh, I see. Because that would be kind of fun.
It's really hard. It's crazy. She'll write one and then you'll see another letter right next to it and you'll say, those were two different people. They had to have been. And it's not like one looks like crap or something. They both
look different.
Perfect versions of the different kind of style. So it might be all caps, whatever. It might be cursive. It might be something else. And every time across the board, all of those styles they're look like some someone else did them and they all are 100% readable. It's crazy.
I went through stages in my early childhood where I, in the fifth grade, I got the penmanship award. I had perfect calligraphy and perfect cursive writing.
Yeah.
But then in high school, I remember being a senior in high school and writing my papers, which you still had to write them. Yeah. There was no typing them all up.
Yeah, not in Mississippi there wasn't.
Well, it was also 91. Come on.
Hey, there were typewriters in 91. There were computers in 91.
But I didn't have one at my house. So I'm saying whenever you had to write an entire essay, it was all handwritten. But everything I did in my senior year was all caps. Yeah. I don't know why. It was just like I was in that mood.
And you guys it was all outhouses then, right, for you? Nice. No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not.
For a while it was, though, right? Or your dad did?
My dad had an outhouse when he was a kid. And then it changed when he was like, I don't know, 10.
Okay.
It's a long time ago.
It was. I mean, they're just getting unleaded gasoline down there. Unleaded gas.
And the Temple of Doom,
of Doom just opened last weekend.
Behave yourself.
Oh, those jokes never get old, do they?
Those were the days.
Wow. No offense to anyone in Mississippi besides people I live with. All right, so here's the deal. thank you for that, Cindy, and we're going to make them. I don't know if we'll make that many. Can it scale down? Can we make less?
We can scale that down. We can do like half.
Okay, because 12 dozen, who do you give those? Do you give them to everybody? Like, everybody come around. It's donut night.
Yeah, that only is 72 donuts. I could live with that.
I have terrible handwriting, but I also like to mention this. You winning the penmanship award and you being as good as you are at all these different styles of writing, that's not emphasized anymore in school. They don't care anymore. It's all computers, keyboards, phone, blah, blah, blah. So they don't. It's not.
They're not teaching cursive anymore.
No, they're not. There's no official cursive happening at your local school. If you didn't know that, go watch. I promise you that's the case.
They're still learning to write because I was teaching preschool a couple of years ago, and you're still learning your ABCs and how to write them and all of that, which has changed also. Yeah. When they did teach you cursive a few years ago, when our kids were there, they were teaching it differently. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, and so it's not that it's not happening, period, but it's just not what it used to be. And so I feel like you're one of the last great penmanship students.
My dad has great penmanship also.
Yeah, your dad's...
He's a left-handed, though, and he writes upside down.
Yeah.
Like, when he holds his hand, it's above the... what he's writing. It's very interesting to watch.
Here's what they value in Mississippi. Good handwriting. Good penmanship is one thing. Hard work and marrying your cousin. Right?
First of all, we're not related.
No, we're not. Oh, no. Yeah, I want to make that clear. This isn't us making a confession here. We are not related at all.
No.
Well, we're part of the human family, but that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there's no...
Anyway.
Once removed or anything.
I think it was part of the time. That's when... I mean, everyone was still learning to write really well then.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, there's... You have the worst handwriting.
Terrible handwriting.
So maybe that's...
And I passed it on to two of your kids. Taylor has nice handwriting.
Taylor can do the lettering.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's
like the big posters where you write the lettering or paint the lettering.
And when she writes just writing, she's also very good. It's a very clean, she doesn't have five styles like you, but she's got a very clean style of writing.
Mm-hmm.
Carter, a little worse, but not terrible. She gets by.
She types a lot.
Nick and I, barely legible. Like maybe not even legible at this point.
Nick's over there shaking his head. Yeah.
Isn't that true, bud?
Yeah.
It's so freaking true. And I'm sorry. It's my fault. I gave you the gene.
You didn't teach him handwriting.
No, it's just the gene. We got a gene problem. I'm assigning it to DNA is what I'm going to do.
Your Levi's are not right.
I got all the science to back it up. My genes. Nice, honey. Kim's making dad jokes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty good. They never talk about mom jokes, do they?
Not really.
I wonder why that is.
It doesn't come up.
I wonder why that is. Because
they're not willing to make fun of their mom. Let's be honest.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Nick, who would you be quicker to make fun of, me or mom?
Quicker to make fun of?
Yeah.
You.
Of course, right?
Absolutely.
Because she's your mom.
Yeah.
Is it because she will kick your butt, or is it because, what is it, do you think?
It's for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
I'm a girl.
She doesn't deserve it. I agree. She doesn't deserve it.
There you go.
Yeah. See, look, I said a nice thing.
You did say a nice thing.
I got a thing we got to talk about before I have another thing I got to talk to you about.
Oh, okay. There's a couple of things to talk about.
There's a couple of things to talk about. Specifically, okay. Our friends over at Blue Chew. Now, you're saying to yourself, Scott, I thought this was all Patreon. It is. But occasionally, someone will poke their head in and go, hey, we'd like to sponsor a couple episodes of the Skim Show. How do you feel about that?
Goes.
And I say, hey, that'd be great. And they say, well, what about us? And I'll say, well, who are you? And they'll say, well, we got stuff you can chew to make it so you have a better erection.
There you go. And there you have it.
And so now we're going to talk about our friends at Blue Chew. So let's talk about it. Guys, do you remember the days when you were always ready to go? Honey, don't answer that.
I won't answer anything.
Nah. See, now I want to make something.
You're talking to the guys.
I want to make this very clear. I personally don't need this. Okay, personally.
Well, aren't you just on a high horse?
No. I just want to make that part clear. And then I want to also mention that the reason I'm cool doing this, or the reason I'm doing it, is because I think there are plenty of people who do need it.
Absolutely.
And they should get it because
it's
an important part of life.
And there's nothing wrong with
needing
it. No. No, not at all.
No, nothing. I just wanted to clear that up. Let's clear that up and get on with it. So now you can increase your performance with that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Kim, you've heard of those. I've been on
the
radio.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, or TV, the radio.
And everyone needs confidence in bed, let's be honest.
Do they?
Yes, absolutely.
Some of us just need confidence talking about this while talking to their wife on a podcast.
Okay, but everyone needs confidence in bed, so nothing wrong with it.
I agree.
Try Blue Chew if you need it.
You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises.
See what you did there?
Yeah. I didn't do it. They did it. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness.
Now that's got to be the best, not to have to go to the doctor. See?
I know. I don't like going there.
Online prescription.
I don't like going there for anything. Like, I probably ought to go in just for a checkup, just because, you know, it's time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, because I'm a man.
It's harder when there's nothing going on, Major.
I'm stubborn.
But yeah, you need to do your yearly checkup.
I'm like my dad. And my dad died of a heart attack way too young, because why? Because he never went to the doctor and never got checked for anything. And he would have been fine. So I should go in. Anyway.
You should.
You can take them anytime, day or night, as I mentioned. And they ship real fast. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com. It's all right, honey. You don't have to say anything.
I didn't.
And get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code SKIM. That's SKIM. All you do is pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew, like the color, BlueChew.com, and the promo code SKIM to try it for free. It's better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring today's show.
Yes. Think of us.
Yeah. Think of us. What? No, don't think of us. Don't think about us while you're getting it on. Don't do that. That's a bad idea.
No, but everyone does need confidence in bed. So try BlueChew.com.
Thank you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Skim is your code.
So did I.
Thank you, Cindy. Hey, we got our first voicemail. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's see if this freaking works.
Let's hear it.
I hope it works. Hold on. Okay. Here it is. Here it is.
Hey, Scott and Kim. This is for the Skim Show. What do you know? My name is Michael. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I've been listening to TMS for a while and been loving listening to Skim. So thank you for doing the show, especially the recipe part. That's been really helpful. I just wanted to comment about the whole men planning ahead thing. I am very much the type who plans way far ahead. I'm always early to things. I have extreme anxiety about being late. And that has been mostly good for me and my friends, like corralling people to get to movies on time and things like that. It has brought me some trouble in the dating world. I am single, and I do go on dates on occasion. And what happens is I get to the place so early, and then I'm sort of waiting around and, like, getting nervous because I'm not moving, so I'm just standing there outside the restaurant or bar or whatever waiting for the person to show up. And I find that you don't really control the beginning of the conversation when you're the one there waiting.
Okay, this is very interesting.
This is very interesting. So I'm wrong. It's not a woman thing.
It's like...
It's just Scott.
Well, you didn't think it was a... Did you
say...
Well,
I just said I'm like women plan ahead. I did say that.
Okay.
And look I at was you. Wrong.
Gender politics, man.
I'm sorry.
Try to keep it down a little. No, I think that I... Well, there are times I have this. And I get way over vigilant about timing and getting it right and not screwing it up.
That's more about you getting ready to go somewhere, though.
Yeah.
It's not the leaving part or the getting there on time part.
Right. You're hardcore about it.
I'm not a late person. I'm just, it's important.
She doesn't do it. Even if it's her own family, even if it's just up the road, or even if it's just a dumb thing with a couple of friends where we're not going to do anything but just sit around, talk, and eat chips. That's when you'll do it. You'll be like, we got to go.
Let's go, everybody. It's starting.
It's not a big deal. And then we're always first. We're always early. And those people probably are annoyed by us.
I feel for him being at a date, though. That would be hard because it would be hard to start a conversation when you're waiting. You're like, oh, sorry, I must be late, she says as she walks up. And he's like, no, I've been here for a little while.
Well, let's listen to the tail end of this. There's a tiny bit more to go.
Come around the corner, and then all of a sudden they'll just be there, and you'll be like, oh, hey, and there'll be this awkward hello. So what I've started to do now is get to the area of the date early so that I know I won't be late, but I can control exactly when I show up. So I'll sort of walk around the block nearby, and then right at 7 o'clock or whenever the date was, I'll come up, and then I'll have my first thing ready to say in my head so that I won't be all, like, jumbled up when I... see the person for the first time. So that's my perspective on men showing up to things on time and planning ahead. So love the show. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Bye.
Thanks for that.
Oh, thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
If you are an early person. And we've done that before where we've sat in the parking lot of somewhere that we've gone and we're early.
Yeah. I don't mind that.
Yeah. That's perfect.
We can
that's
hang
awesome.
Out and talk, especially if it's just me and you. I mean, the kids too, but we can just talk and hang out and whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, I'm not as, well, I've told you on the show and in other places, I'm starting to run out of poops to give. And so me being late for a family party, it's like, dude, who freaking cares? Now, I'm glad you care because it does matter. I'll admit that. It matters. But I just get in this mood of like, bleh.
Well, that's because you're headed to a family party.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, well, I have part of the food, so I need to be there on time. Or I have the appetizers. Yeah. I need to be there on time.
Yeah, but what about that time that a certain sister-in-law not only came out about an hour and a half late, but the vegetables she was supposed to bring for 25 people turned out to be a bowl of canned peas?
No, it was a can of peas.
I'm sorry. It wasn't even in a bowl yet. It was in a it was in a can, and it barely filled a cereal bowl.
Well, there's a lot of problems there.
Yeah, we could really dissect that if we wanted.
There's just a few things wrong with this. Number one, late.
Yeah.
Number two, come on.
Also, it's really funny, and we love her. And
oh,
I just
absolutely.
And I just think it's hilarious.
She's great. It was just a really funny situation where we all looked at it and went, what?
Yeah. It's like, what? Oh,
what just
all
happened?
Right. We're going to eat these then? Or no one's going to eat these? Or is this just a, what is this? And no one did.
What's happening?
It ended up sitting there. It's very odd. She did bring sushi, though, and that was always good.
The next time, yes.
Was it the next time or not that time? No. And she made me kimchi, which, again, all is forgiven.
All is forgiven. If you bring Scott kimchi, especially fresh kimchi.
Oh, dude.
He's all kinds of happy.
You want to tell me, you want to know the straight way to my heart? Some fresh.
He loves spicy kimchi. And he just puts it on, you put it on everything.
I love it.
I think you've put it on grits before.
Yeah. My favorite combo is like a good steak.
Oh, yeah. When we sous vide the steak and then you put the kimchi on it.
Why aren't we sous videing more? Sous videing or whatever.
We're gonna. Tomorrow, actually. I have chicken and I'm getting it ready.
We're bad at this.
No, we're not.
We are. We haven't touched that thing. It's probably
it's
got dust
the
in it.
It's been the holidays.
Guess what you're going to sous vide? You're going to put some chicken in there and it's going to come out with a little bit of dust with it because it's been sitting there so long.
It doesn't work that way, but okay.
Okay.
The chicken hasn't been sitting in with the sous vide in the cold storage room.
That's a good point. By the way,
we're
chat
going
room,
to do more of that.
Chat room, Rye Cop in the chat room says, fresh kimchi. I thought all kimchi was old. That's a good point. It's not the same as like fresh, like new
fresh. Well, no,
fresh.
She makes you fresh and she says if you want it to be spicier, let it sit longer.
Right, but there is part of this. Well, she also pickles hers with not just burying it in the ground for a year. It's
right.
You can do it with salts and
But she does hers fresh for you because you like it better that way.
Yeah, I like it. More crunchy. A little crunchy crispy, yeah. I do like that. Ooh,
I mean, it's always fresh at some point because you just made it. And then the longer you let it sit, the hotter it gets.
Now, here's the thing. That's low in calories. So on my counter today, I could have a bunch of kimchi and be fine.
Perfect.
But I'm going to be farting like a horse the rest of the week.
And that's true.
What do you prefer?
For you not to keep saying, that happened a while ago.
We haven't told people this.
This is new to everyone.
So here's...
If Scott crop dusts anyone in the room and you actually say, oh my gosh, who was that? That was a while ago. That wasn't me. I farted a while ago.
I'll admit it. But I always
but
say.
That's how you admit it.
It doesn't matter how long ago it was. I will always say, oh, that was a while ago.
No, that was a while ago.
So even if it was right then.
Even if you heard it and said, Scott, that was a while ago.
That was a while ago. What are you guys talking about? I love
Every
doing
time.
It. It's one of my favorite little tricksy things to do.
I'm
it's
really
like,
glad that's one of your favorite things to do.
Yeah. Like the emergency brake thing. Where I pull it up. Just,
just a little click afterwards and I get to punch you in the arm.
Maybe I'm just really into you punching me. Maybe I'm into that.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. You know, people are whatever.
People are into all kinds of things.
They sure are. Maybe that's one of them. Okay, time for this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
Well, you will if you listen to our advice on this little show here.
On this little show here.
So before you do this, last week we said we were going to put the recipe up for the macaroni salad jambalaya combo deal.
The pasta jambalaya. No, we have not yet.
And we didn't do it yet. So
sorry.
We're going to do it after this show.
We left town.
And I'll put it up someplace. I don't know where to put it. Maybe I'll put it in today's post. Yeah, that's what
Perfect.
I'll do. Today's post, because it's a BAM recipe. What's his name?
Emeril
Lagasse recipe. So we're going to put that in there.
You could probably look it up on Pinterest if you have Pinterest.
Yeah.
Emeril Lagasse's pasta jambalaya. You'll find the same recipe.
There you go. All right, Kim, what are you doing this week? Or what's the
deal? So I'm getting back into, after the holidays, it's kind of fun to get back into crock pots. And a lot of people got Instapots for Christmas.
Yeah, that's the best way to get your marijuana, I think, is instantly.
Instantly. Yeah. Instapot.
Why wait for your pot when you can make it right now? Yeah.
So I think I'm going to get into that this week, and I found a recipe for crock pot. I like things to be cooked slower. I like to cook in the morning. A lot of people wait till the very last minute, which is totally fine if you have an Instapot because everything cooks really fast.
Yeah.
You can cook your chicken in 20 minutes. Done.
Yeah.
Dinner's ready in 30.
It's pretty good.
So, but I like my crock pot because I like to cook in the morning. I get started. I do the dishes in the morning. I start my whatever I'm making for the day, and I like to cook in the morning. So crock pot works for me, and I'm going to try crock pot meatloaf this week.
Ooh.
I know you like meatloaf.
I do like meatloaf, but I only like your meatloaf. I usually like my mom's meatloaf. Can't stand it. It's got all that freaking red chili crap in it, and it just tastes like some old 70s thing. I don't like it.
Okay.
But yours, every time we've had it, has been amazing.
I usually try different ones, too. I add a little bit of cumin and make it smoky. I did get some smoked salt from Dylan's dad for our Christmas gift. You put that in the jambalaya,
and it was so good.
I did. I'm going to try some of that in there, so it'll be a little smoky.
Yeah.
Another crockpot recipe I'm going to try this week is creamy chicken and rice soup, which we're into soups right now. It's January coming up, and it's going to be cold, and it's already cold.
How does one smoke salt, by the way? How does that
work? In a smoker.
Okay.
You literally put salt in containers in a smoker, and then you stir them, and it takes about 8 hours to do it.
Yeah.
So you it's a time-consuming thing. You want to be home all day for it, but in a smoker, all that, you can do hickory or any kind of wood that you choose to do. That's what it's going to taste like.
Any wood you want?
Pretty much.
Can I burn...
You could do applewood smoked salt. It would be fantastic.
Could I do like a 2x4 or something?
That's going to taste like pine. I don't think you want that.
Oh. I don't know what people are into.
Hickory's a good one. Applewood's a good one. Yeah. Mesquite. Mesquite smoked things are really...
Yeah.
They're all different flavors, but if you're smoking your salt with it, whatever you put that salt in, you're going to get the nice saltiness, but really smoky flavor too.
Well, I can tell you it really assaulted my senses as I ate it.
It assaulted.
It was really good.
You smelled it though the first time and I didn't tell you what it was. I'm like, just smell this. And you took a really big smell and I was like, oh yeah. You started choking on it.
I got some actual kernels in there. It was bad. It was like, you know what it was like? It was like you were trying to revive me in a movie or something.
In a fire?
Yeah. And I just went,
wake up, Scott. The house is on fire. It was like that.
It was super intense, but really good.
Really good in your food.
Really good.
And it doesn't take a lot either.
Yeah. So, can people just buy smoked salt, or do you have to?
You can. I've seen it at Harmon's here, just the grocery store. They have their own smoked salt.
Well, this is exciting because every Thursday we'll have like a new thing you're working on because you're going to go kind of hard into this in 2019.
Yes,
making
a lot more
homemade.
Just get into that in the wintertime, and you don't want to be outside. You don't want to be at the grocery store every single day.
Yeah.
So I like to cook a lot of soups and things that are good for leftovers.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into what you're selling there.
And then you have most of the things on hand most of the time.
Most of the time. That's true.
Or I do anyway.
I don't.
I only make what I have on hand.
I had some old pizza this morning. That's it.
It wasn't old. We just had it last night.
I mean,
that's
you know,
the problem though. We've been eating out a lot. We've been ordering Grubhub and pizza.
I need more like salad-y.
Yep. We need more salad in our lives.
Tonight, maybe even.
Yeah, I have everything to make a salad.
Okay.
Can do.
Couple of quick things. If you want to send your own voicemails to the show, by the way, it's really, really easy. 801-471-0462. I really want to start getting these. Really want to get these rolling. I know it can be a little nerve-wracking. Don't let it be. But try to be short. Get in there. Give us up to a minute or something.
And name a few of the things you're making at home so we can talk about that.
Oh, more food, eh?
More food.
But whatever you want, you can put it in there. Now, that's in addition to you sending us emails over at frogpants.com/skim. That's totally a fine place to do that. Here's the most important reminder of today's program. And that is, we need your support at patreon.com/frogpants. So head on over there, show your love for the show by plunking down, I don't know, a buck a month for 4 episodes of this show, plus everything else Frog Pants brings you. That's just ridiculous.
That would be so helpful.
Yeah, it'd be helpful in a big way for us and the family and everything. So if you can, please do. And for those who already do, thank you.
Thank you.
Got some cool stuff coming in the next year in regards to that. We're doing a little bit of a revamp with my sales manager, Dave, my business manager, Dave, and I, and Kim. And part of it will be some skim stuff. So watch for that. Now, the only other thing I wanted to mention is, and this isn't a done deal yet, we're still working on it, but I wanted to put the little bug in your ear. My son Nicholas, as you heard earlier, is over there playing some video game. What are you playing, bud?
Nothing at the moment.
What were you playing?
I'm listening to you guys.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, anyway.
Listen to that.
He's a good boy. his dog, Boomer, named after the Battlestar Galactica's Boomer.
He rescued Boomer from the Humane Society about 2.5 months ago.
You're supposed to say from the Cylon mothership. That's fine. He rescued Boomer from the Cylon mothership. I'm sorry, the dog rescue. Anyway, she's this wonderful dog. Even Kim likes her, and Kim hates dogs.
I don't hate dogs. Well, I just really like her.
She doesn't like my dog, Rainer, very much. She thinks
I like
she's
her just fine. You love on her and take naps
her
with her, and I don't do that.
I adore her.
You adore her.
I know she's a little fidgety.
I love Boomer. She's more of that chill dog, just plops down and needs to just chews on toys.
Yeah, and
it's
looks
great
at you and stays on the bed when you tell her to and stuff like that. Yeah. She's pretty great. So anyway, here's the problem, though. She got her hip displaced by playing too hard with my daughter's giant dog, Izzy, who is a pit bull and a sweet dog in
no
her own right.
There.
There's no blame.
They're
just wrestling around, and she's just huge. There's no meanness in her soul.
No.
She's the sweetest, kindest dog, but she's gigantic and doesn't know it.
And
so
she sat on her or something because she dislocated her hip.
Yeah, and boop, out came the hip. Also, we think there's a little German Shepherd in Boomer, and they have kind of a history of this happening to their rear legs. That's the only place it happens. You don't have a hip in the front, right? Yeah.
You have a joint.
It's
there.
Not like two sets of legs, like human legs.
It's a shoulder. That's right, Nick.
Two crotches.
A shoulder and a hip, just like we have.
Urinate in the back, poop in the front. Anyway.
Anyway.
So she, reboot of BSG, John Florida, 1968. I should have mentioned that. Because it's a girl, see?
Yes.
Which probably doesn't matter because I named Rainer after a man, so, and she's a girl too. But anyway, so to get to the point here, we want to try to offset the cost. It's going to be like $1,800.
And Nick's a poor,
and Nick
not
is
even a
just
college student
a,
yet.
A working
just
teen,
a working guy.
Teenager kid, just making it happen. And he's working really hard. But as it turns out, it's a very expensive prospect at his age and with his income. And doesn't matter. He's still like, I'm doing it. I'm like, okay, well, let's do this. No, I'm going to pay for it. Like, he doesn't want a bunch of help because he's like me. He doesn't like to ask for charity. He doesn't want to be have people waiting on him. He'd much rather be the one waiting on them. Like, it's just in our blood, and he continues to carry that torch. Like, when we move, I don't tell anybody.
He's just like his grandpa. He was the same way.
My grandpa is the same way. In fact, it's only bad when it comes to doctor stuff. My dad never went to a doctor because he hated it in there.
Yeah.
And eventually had a heart attack that he probably could have fixed had he gone in once in a while. And they would have known about it early because it was just an enlarged heart thing that was a genetic thing. Anyway, bottom line. Sorry. Way down another path.
Ranting and raving over there.
I want to try to help offset this for him. And we want to do it by people having an opportunity to actually get a thing rather than just throw money at a thing. We're not doing a GoFundMe or anything like that. Instead, we're still deciding on what it'll look like, what it'll actually be. But on the site, in the store, frogpants.com/store, we will soon have a bundle or item or package or something in there. Again, we're finalizing it tonight. That will include a bunch of art.
Just a regular item for sale.
Yeah. Probably some art from me, from Carter, maybe even from Nick if we can get in there in time.
Mm-hmm.
That will be stuff that you're going to want already. It'll be cheap. And all of the proceeds will go to Boomer's surgery.
Yep. Perfect.
All of it. So no profit, no nothing. It's just, if we sell a million of them, all of that money goes to the dog, whatever the dog gets. So that's our plan. We'll let you guys know. And that way you can get a cool thing if it's something you want to help with. And if not, you don't have to. There's no pressure on this. But anyway,
it's
a thing we're thinking
about.
It's
just something that'll sell in the store, just like the usual things that sell, but it'll be a cool set of something.
Yeah. I think if Nick he just did the raddest Spider-Man. I think we color that thing and maybe put that in there.
There you go.
It's really good. Real good.
He's really more talented than we thought.
It's gross.
It's gross how
talented he is. Here's what happened. I grew up trying to draw, and I need an airbrush. And my mom would give me the compressor only.
Yes,
you know?
I remember hearing about that.
And I'm like, Mom, I can't do it without the other stuff. Well, now I'll just do part now and in their birthday. You know, like, it was, they never, I shouldn't say never. They encouraged me, of course. But it's a different time growing up in the 80s. I didn't have the options and the tech and the everything. Well, I've grown up with it, and I've grown to my middle age with it, and I've held on, and I've done okay. And I learned, and I learned, and I learned, and I'm very happy with where I'm at. I like my style. I like what I do. Like my art, the art side of my life, I'm very happy with. Carter, more advantages. As soon as she pooped out the womb, we were like, Carter, here's some pens and paper. Do some things. And as she grew up, she got better and better.
Since she was 3.
Yes.
Yeah.
And got better and better, and now she's really good. At 21... way beyond anything I was even close to doing at 21. Not even close to where she's at, which is fantastic and so fun to watch her evolve and get better and better every day.
And then all of a sudden,
and then out of
Nick started drawing, and we're like, what?
Yeah, and he started doing it without any, nobody saying, no, keep at it, boy. Keep at none of that.
Keep at it,
boy. It was just suddenly some kind of perfection came out of a pencil, and you're like, what the crap? Who's this? What is this?
Just super talented.
So we're encouraging that now.
Yes, and he's really good at what he does.
Yeah, so we'll try to get one of his in there.
Yeah, I think we should.
But
it would, it would help out for Boomer, and that's
the main thing. We just got to help Boomer out with her hip. Won't you help? Here, hold on. hold on.
No.
I got some, we should do this right. Boomer needs a new hip. And it's up to you. Make sure she gets
ask
it.
Your ma and pa.
I always go to that music because we use it for our Dear Martha jokes all the time. But anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now what? Now
we're done. Here we are. Now we're done.
Yeah, we're pretty much done. That's going to do it for the show. Now we'll be back next week. It'll be the new year.
Yes. Thanks for listening, though. Mm-hmm. The time we've had this year has been wonderful.
Oh, I just got a text from my sister about New Year's. You want me to see what this is live on the air? Or is this a bad idea?
Which sister?
Wendy. She says, hey, need a big favor. Or no, I'm sorry. Wendy says, hey, I need a big fat favor. Oh, geez. Ah. Says, is it possible for you guys to invite Terry and Kai over for a night or two? New Year's, maybe. Oh.
Of course.
Well, of course we can. Yeah, I think we maybe even already offered, but we'll do it again because maybe we didn't know Misha's house was full because she's got all that other family.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Inside, behind the scenes, extended family baseball.
Here's our family.
Yeah.
Nobody, out in the open here.
Nobody,
here we go.
Nobody cares about this. but that's going to do it for us. Huge thanks, everybody, for being here.
You guys are amazing, and we'll see you next year.
Are they amazing?
They are. I love hearing from everyone.
Are they amazing, though? Are we going to give them that?
They're amazing. Okay. I even got a Hallmark movie watching blanket and socks this week, and it was so cool.
Oh, yeah, somebody we wanted to give credit for that. We don't do we not know?
I don't know. It didn't have a note in it, yeah. But it was fantastic. If you were the one that sent that, thank you, thank you. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we have amazing audience.
Yeah, you guys are grazing. A grazing?
A grazing.
You're a grazing. Go out to the hills and get a grazing. We'll be back next week for another episode of Skim.
Until then,
Happy New Year. We'll see you then. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Even if you heard it and said, Scott, that was a while ago.
That was a while ago. What are you guys talking about?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.